It can be hard to love yourself in a world that's telling you not to.
Magazine covers say, look a decade younger, lose the five, fix the flab. This is what our average magazine stand looks like. And it's working. We spend more on beauty than on education.
But we are here to say, screw that. You are perfect and it's not up for negotiation.
We're Lauren McCauley and Jenna Free, intuitive eating counselors and body love coaches from thebodylovesociety.com.
This is How to Love Your Body. On this podcast, you will hear about ditching the diet, loving your body, finding your happy, and living a life of freedom.
Hello and welcome to How to Love Your Body. We are Jenna and Lauren, your undiet coaches and body love experts. Mm-hmm. We call ourselves experts, why not? So we are here today to talk about a very interesting topic, weight loss for health reasons. But before we get into what we want to talk about today, we just want to give you a little heads up to some things going on. So first of all, our podcast art will be changing in the next few weeks, perhaps. So when you see a podcast in your library that doesn't look familiar, that's us. Don't unsubscribe. We're still here. And if you're trying to find us, it'll probably have some yellow on it and a picture of our faces. So just a heads up on that. This past weekend, we got new photos done while I was in LA visiting Lauren. It was awesome. We have a new website coming. Everything's going to be fresh and new and exciting. We also have a new free audio training coming soon that you can grab along with the 14-day Wellness Without the Obsession journaling challenge. So much new stuff we're really, really excited about. And the biggest thing, we are launching an amazing new program this summer. It's the culmination of our training, the science behind this work, our own experiences going from food struggle to food freedom, and working with hundreds of women over the past couple years. We've put it all in the tightest, most succinct program we can, so that you're not wasting any time. You're getting right into exactly what needs to happen to get to freedom as fast as possible. So we're really excited to be sharing that. That'll be coming out this summer, so keep your eyes open. But we'll announce everything on the podcast when things are coming up, when freebies are available, when our new website is up, when our art is changed, when our program is launching. So we just wanted to inform you that there's a lot of awesome new stuff coming your way. But for now, we will get right into this episode.
Yeah. So as Jenna mentioned, today's episode is about losing weight for health reasons. So we get this question asked every now and then, so we thought we should cover it here because I think people are really interested in the weight loss topic, and we know this, so we want to cover this. So you can actually join our podcast group that we have on Facebook. We'll put the link is in the show notes. This question was recently asked there, so we thought let's bring it to the podcast. So we get that you might want to lose weight for health reasons. It's totally not about vanity or wanting to look a certain way. So the question is, so isn't that better than weight loss because of societal pressures to fit into that mold of beauty we've been given? Like, it's not about that. So it seems like it would be actually a good thing because you're not trying to fit in or, you know, do the whole like beauty thing. So sure, the intention might be a little healthier, but the action of pursuing weight loss is still ineffective. Like, no matter your reason for wanting to lose weight, pursuing weight loss will always, always, always lead into the restrict binge cycle. Like, that's just how it goes. And it will also be an obsession and an unhealthy relationship with food. Like, even if you lose weight, you are more likely to gain it back and more than you are to keep it off. Even if your intentions are for physical health. It's just, there's so much mindset involved in this. This is how we know that when you are trying to lose weight, if it's in a healthy way or an unhealthy way, it's not going to end in a way that's actually going to be sustainable for the rest of your life. So what does this mean? You can't care about your health? No, absolutely not. We are not saying that. We totally want you to care about your health. So the key here is separating weight and health. Imagine that. If you can just go be healthy and do healthy things and not tie weight loss into it, that's going to be sustainable for you. Yes, so the only way to have a healthy relationship with food and your body is to detach weight loss from the way you live your life. If you are living in a way that you wouldn't want to if it didn't bring weight loss, it isn't a lifestyle. It's actually just another diet.
That's a huge difference. Like, I think people don't realize that. It doesn't matter. Well, but I'm not in a meal plan. I'm not on a specific type of eating. I'm not restricting any specific food. Sure, but if your intention of the way you're living is still to lose weight, if the intention is ever weight loss, it's a diet. Mm-hmm. Always, 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 no matter how you're doing it. So how do you know if what you're doing right now is a lifestyle or a diet? Ask yourself, would I still be doing this, whatever it is, if I knew for sure it wouldn't bring any weight loss whatsoever? If your answer is, yeah, no, I'd still be doing this right now. Awesome. You're probably doing that thing, whether it's a workout, whether it's eating a salad, whatever this like thing you perceive as healthy is, you're doing it because it feels good. It gives you vitality. You enjoy it. But if your answer is like, well, no, if I knew for sure I wouldn't lose weight, I probably wouldn't be going to this workout because I hate it. Or I probably wouldn't be eating this salad. It's actually pretty gross. I would way rather have a burger right now. You're probably not being intuitive. You're not listening to your body. Your motivations are weight loss. We even had someone recently ask about intermittent fasting. And she was thinking about that intuitive eating. And we said, okay, so if you knew for sure you wouldn't lose weight with either one, which would you rather do? She's like, well, intuitive eating, of course. Well, then that's the one you got to do, because if you want to do something for the rest of your life, you better get on board with the fact that there might be physical results that come from it and there might not. And if you're not okay with it, if you don't want to do it, if it doesn't give you weight loss, then you shouldn't be doing it. So This doesn't mean your body won't ever lose weight. We don't know what your body's going to do. It does its own thing. So it's none of our business. But it just means this is where your mindset and intention needs to be for you to be free and live a healthy life you actually enjoy. And the most important part, for the rest of your life. Because even this person who's asking about fasting, it's like, okay, that's nice. But I mean, you can do whatever you want. But if you go and do that, be sure you're going to be able to do that for every single day for the rest of your life. When you're 75 and not allowing yourself to eat before noon, like, does that feel like a life you want? Because if you're going to start now, you've really got to think, okay, in 25 years, can I see myself still doing this? If no, don't bother starting. There's no point, because you're going to fall off the wagon. It's going to turn into a whole cycle again. You're going to fall off and then eat everything you can find and start again. Mm-hmm. And it's a disaster. Whereas if you're just intuitive, like as being an intuitive person right now, it's been three or four years where it's been very, very solid. I'm like, yeah, when I'm 75, this is exactly how I'm going to be. And I can totally see myself doing that as this at 75, 80, because I'm just living in a way that works for me. Mm-hmm. So that's a really important factor. So if you are dead set on improving your health, great. Let's go do that. Go move your body today. Eat more green things, get more sleep, reduce your stress, go to therapy, increase your fiber intake, go stretch, do some yoga, go for a hike, get enough rest, get a massage, have a green juice, eat variety. All of this can be done without it being about weight loss. If you make it about weight loss, it won't last long. And if you don't get the results you're looking for, you'll quit and you'll end back up in the all or nothing cycle. So if you're like, oh, okay, well, I did try that fasting. It's been 2 months and I haven't lost any weight. Screw this. And then you go eat like 12 donuts for breakfast the next day, because you're like, I'm not doing that anymore. And then you feel guilty. And then the next Monday you start this new diet and it's just like, oh my God. Or you try to, oh, I'm just going to be healthier tomorrow. It doesn't have to be going back on a strict diet, because you might be thinking, no, I'm not. I don't like super diet anymore. I'm just kind of wanting to lose some weight for my health. So I want to do that. So even if you're just going like, oh, I was so unhealthy today, I'm going to eat a bit healthier tomorrow, that's still a diet. So the next time you think you aren't feeling healthy or that you want to improve your health, go do some health activities. It doesn't have to be this big complicated thing. It doesn't have to be, oh, I can only be healthy if I lose X amount of pounds. No, don't start pursuing weight loss just because you're wanting to improve your health a little bit or a lot even. It will never turn out the way you want, no matter your reasons for doing it. No matter if you have good intentions, it's just for my health. I don't care what I look like. It's still the same shit. You're going to get caught in the same cycle. Your body doesn't know if you're restricting food. And I'm telling you right now, if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to restrict food, even if it's unintentional. Because you're going to second guess your intuitive choices. You're like, oh, well, maybe I should only have one of those cookies instead of two, even though you're like kind of hungry and want to. Because, yeah, then I'll lose some weight. You're going to restrict. If you try to lose weight, you're going to restrict in some way. And your body doesn't know if you're restricting because you're in a famine or because you're trying to be healthy. So it's going to have the same reactions and it's going to be a shit show. Realize that weight loss is weight loss is weight loss. Pursuing weight loss is pursuing weight loss is pursuing weight loss, I guess I should say. When you try to lose weight, it does not matter your reasons. It's not going to be a long-term solution for your life. Mm-hmm. So another key here is remember weight loss does not equal health. There are thin, unhealthy people and there are fat, healthy people. In fact, studies actually do show that sedentary, thin people are usually less healthy than active, fat people. Get your body moving. Go for a bike ride with your kids. Go play with, chase them around the park. Go on a hike with your girlfriends. Go join a running group if you think you might like that. Do things that get your body moving. Eat more vegetables if you feel like you're not eating enough. It doesn't have to be a big, strict, crazy thing. And just be small tweaks that you make. And if one day you eat no vegetables, don't move at all, it's fine too. We're human. It's not going to be perfect now from here on out just because you decided, oh, you know what, I'm going to move my body a bit more. Mm-hmm. Great. One week you don't get to move it at all, not the end of the world. So it's the flexibility of mind that's going to be super important. And realizing weight doesn't equal health. And also realizing you can do things now to feel better and to be quote unquote healthy or whatever that means. So just start taking small actions. Don't tie it to weight and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. And just not being rigid about anything. Like that's the thing. Like trying to even like take on these more healthful activities doesn't have to turn into some rigid thing again. Cause that even if you are doing it in a good and you know, your intentions are great. You just want to be healthier and feel healthier. And you're really working on putting weight loss, like separating it, detaching it, we're still telling you, you do not have to be rigid about it because
you actually shouldn't be, or else it's going to end
please
badly.
Don't. Because it really, it's just going to turn into something. It's just going to turn into probably another diet, or that weight loss feeling is going to come back because you may be like, oh, I really told myself I was going to move every day and I've been moving every day for maybe a month now. And my intentions are great. I still feel really good. And maybe I lost some weight. So we're not telling you that you're bad or wrong for having these feelings. Cause yeah, we've all been there. We all, you know, we've always, Jenna and I always say like, yeah, if somebody came up to you and like snapped their fingers and said, you can have the exact body that you want. And like, yeah, maybe you would take it, but that's not the case here. So it's just really important to do things that can be sustainable for the rest of your life. So just to also add, when you think you need to lose weight to be healthier, you will likely disregard the small changes you could be making to improve your health now. So that means when you do, like in a moment, you're like, you know what, today I kind of feel like I want to go on a bike ride or go do that hike or go walk around, you know, the area. That is amazing for your health. You're doing it because it's going to feel good in your body. But yeah, going a walk around your neighborhood one day is not going to make you lose weight. Mm-hmm. So then you're like, might as well just not do it then because, you know, I'm not going to lose weight. But that's so silly because the whole point is you want to be healthier. You want to feel good in your body. And that walk or whatever it is that you want to be doing is actually going to feel really good and will actually make you feel healthier and more vibrant in your body. But you're disregarding those small changes because weight loss will not be a result. So
don't see that it will be, or you're like, don't have this big plan of how you're going to pursue weight loss. So you can't even see that these small daily shifts that you enjoy are actually helping with
wellness. They're actually making you feel healthier, which is exactly what you want. So this podcast is about weight loss for health. So of course, we're detaching the weight loss and we're sharing with you that you can make changes to be healthier and feel good in your body, not be rigid, still, you know, go enjoy life. But the whole point is if you're doing it to, you know, if you're doing it for weight loss, it's not going to work. But we want you to pay attention to the small little things that you can do that are actually making you feel healthier now, which is actually your goal. So just remember, those small little things that you do are worth it, are important, because if weight loss didn't matter to you, you would actually feel really good about yourself, I'd have to say. If you were like feeling eh, and you're like, I know this is going to be really good for my body, I'm going to go do it, you would probably come home that day or whatever and be like really proud of yourself and feel really good. So really celebrate those small little things that you are doing each day to improve your health in this moment.
Yeah. And really remember, there's also no like moral obligation to do that. That's if you want it. If you're
this is about people who want it right now.
Yeah. And if you're like, no, I don't care about exercise and I don't want to do it, great. You're the owner of your own self. You get to do whatever you want. We're just talking about people who are thinking they need to lose weight, do weight loss to be healthier. No, you can just work on wellness as you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can be small and doesn't have to be every single day. It doesn't have to be your main focus. It could just be like, hey, I want to sprinkle that into my life and kind of up my game a little bit. Because especially if you stop dieting, you might be a bit confused on what wellness looks like now. That's a little hint into our journaling challenge, but re-figuring out, okay, what does taking care of my body look like now? Now that I'm not dieting and focusing on weight loss all the time, what is that like for me? And reassessing that and figuring it out so you can live a healthy life that you actually enjoy. So that's what we're all about. And if you don't want that, that's totally cool, but that's kind of what our main message is.
This totally isn't about the morality of the person. Like, we're not telling you you're a good or bad person if you're trying to make health improvements in your life. Mm-hmm. This is just trying to catch the person who thinks that they need to lose weight to be healthy. We're catching them from going back into the diet world and like not making and it turning into another toxic thing. We're actually trying to shift you in a direction where you can actually care about your health and do it in a way that feels intuitive and not rigid and like still keep you in this undiet world and still have that wellness without the obsession, which we always like to talk about.
Oh,
yeah. So yes, I feel like Jenna and I can just go back and forth on this all day long because we just, you know, feed off each other and it's great, but we will let you go because I think we got the point across. So if you are worried about your physical health, what can you do today? Not in the long term, like what can you do today to feel healthier in your body? We would love for you to share that with us in our Facebook group that we have for this podcast. And you can, like we mentioned, you can get into that Facebook group by going to the link in the show notes and we'll add you in there and share with us. What can you do today to improve your physical health that is completely detached from weight loss, just to feel more energy, more vibrant, more healthy, whatever you want to call it. What is something that you can sprinkle into your life? Like, Jen?
And that's an important thing. It's like, what can you do today? As in like, oh, I'm going to go to this kickboxing class today. Great. That doesn't mean you now have to go do it every day of your life. It's just like, what could you do in this moment today? Oh, today I'm going to go to kickboxing class. And then tomorrow we could ask you that question. You might say, today I'm going to have a nap. I'm so tired. I didn't get a good sleep last night. And then the next day we'd say, what can you do today for your health? And you might say, you know what? I need to connect with my girlfriends. I'm really feeling isolated and alone, which is actually studies show that I'm pretty sure it was like loneliness is a very high cause of death, like more so than weight. So it's these kind of things where it's like, what can you do to feel healthier today is going to be a huge broad spectrum of options, not just like work out and eat vegetables.
Those mind, are two, body, like, and soul.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're all about, is tying the three together, because your health really does rely on all of that. And studies have shown that too, is like connection with others is just as important as eating your veggies. So just think of that. And when you are thinking of what does wellness look like for me now, add it all in. Make a list if you want. Wellness means to me, and just list all the things you can do that make you feel better in your heart, in your soul, in your body, in your mind, because they're all just as important as each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for you to go off and try these small things every day, and they can be different every day. It's not a rigid routine because it's never going to fly.
Yeah. Even like meditating for 1 minute every day or not every day will be awesome. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think adding in more of those things could be, I think probably meditating for however many minutes you want to do is equal to going on a walk or a hike or anything. So I really like the full picture that we bring in, because yes, I think we were focusing on more sharing about the movement in this, mm-hmm. in this episode, because I think that's what people think. Health is move your body and eat right. And yes, you can do that in a healthy way, like a healthy relationship way. And also I think people really do forget about the back end of like mm-hmm. the mental health and, you know, adding that mind, body, soul piece in where it doesn't just have to be about the physical piece. But I think we really have to ingrain that you can actually do movement and eat in a way that actually is, you know, just in a really good relationship.
Your body, yeah,
exactly. So anywho, I said we were done. We kept going for another like 5 or 2, I don't know how long, but you know, got to add in all
to our world.
Yep, this is what we love to do. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, come into our Facebook group. Share with us what you got from this episode. And we will see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.